Second time of sharing that we want to have this morning is from Mario and Lancey. And I don't know, a lot of you know Lancey. This is our first time meeting Mario, and it is a wonderful thing. Welcome. But Lancey's parents go way back with Village, way back. And they have been missionaries for a long time in various regions. Come on up. And Lancey is their daughter who has followed missions and gone to Bible school and then Thailand. In fact, we had you here a year ago talking about Thailand. Things are a little different now.
Yeah.
So God has a way of changing things for His purposes. And so we'd love to hear from you guys and what's going on in your lives. And I'm going to just give it to you for a little bit.
Okay. I think most of you guys know a little bit about me, and you're more interested in knowing about him. So I'll just talk a little bit. And for those, I know a couple of you guys don't know me. Like Pastor Juan was saying, my family is a missionary family, and I grew up on the mission field in Central and South America. I was born here in Santa Ana while my parents were on furlough, and then a few months later, we moved down to Colombia. And I also lived in Panama and Mexico, which is my home, and everybody always asked me which country is my favorite. And you really can't say. Every country has something really special about it, and special things happen in each one. The neat thing about my parents also is that they're missionaries to reach these different countries, but they were also missionaries to me. My mom was my Sunday school teacher when I was little, and it was through their ministry that I realized that I was also a sinner and needed Jesus to be my Savior. In Mexico, I went to lots of camps when I was a teenager. When I was 14, I went to a youth camp, and the preacher was talking and just telling us that about the Bible, of course, and that many times we just come to church and we just sit down and we sing the songs like we were singing today, about giving our lives to God and living for Him, but so many times we really don't. And so that day I decided, and I told God, here I am, no, I'm yours. Everything that I have, everything that I will have in the future, I'm for you. I want to live for you. And so during my teenage years, I felt God calling me to serve Him more and to be a missionary also. So when I finished high school, I went by myself down to Argentina and spent 4 years there. I grew up in the church, but there at the Bible school, I realized how much I didn't know my Lord and my Savior, and I didn't know the Bible. And it was just 4 years of a wonderful time getting to know the Lord and the Bible so much better. And while I was there, God opened the doors for me to go to Thailand and spend 2 years there that were just great to grow and to depend on the Lord thoroughly. Because like one of the kids was saying that you're there and you can't speak to the people, and it's just very humbling. And you get to know your Lord in a very personal way. One of the verses that God has used throughout the years since I was in Argentina and when He took me to Thailand was Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." And you can see, as my life went on, God had a plan all along for my life. I thought, you know, it was to stay in Thailand for many years, but He knew, and He still knows, and He just directs your path, but you have to be willing to follow Him. So while I was in Thailand, Mario, who also went to school with me in Argentina, asked me to marry him. So 2 weeks ago, we got married. And he is a missionary in Portugal, and he's going to tell you guys a little bit about him and what he's doing.
Bom dia. Okay, that's good morning in Portuguese. I'm sorry, I don't go in English because it's not so good. So I will do in Spanish, and then Lancey is going to help me here with my translation. Okay. Entonces, yo vengo de una familia que es originaria de Cabo Verde.
I come from a family, and my family is from these islands off of Africa called Cape Verde.
Y eran unas islas colonias de Portugal.
These were islands that were a colony of Portugal.
Y un día ellos decidieron, vamos a vivir en Portugal.
And while they were young, they decided that they were going to move to Portugal.
Y ahí fueron ellos para el país donde nací.
And they went to the country where I was born.
Y se fueron para la ciudad de Lisboa.
And they moved to the capital city, Lisboa, Lisbon.
Ahí ustedes van a poder ver algunas fotos de la ciudad.
You're going to be able to see a few pictures of the city.
Es una ciudad con mucha historia.
It's a city with lots of history.
Esta no es el puente Golden Gate.
This isn't the Golden Gate Bridge.
Mucha gente piensa, ah, ese es San Francisco.
Lots of people see this bridge and think, oh, it's San Francisco.
Pero la verdad es que el mismo arquitecto que hizo el Golden Gate hizo este mismo puente.
But the same architect that made the San Francisco Bridge also built our bridge in Lisbon.
Y esa es la ciudad de Lisboa.
And that's the city of Lisbon in the background.
Ahí vemos alguna de las historias. Tenemos muchos castillos, palacios.
In the background, there's a castle, and in Portugal, we have lots of castles and palaces, old buildings.
También tenemos un Cristo Rey como en Río de Janeiro.
And we also have a Cristo Rey like they have in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Acá este espacio es muy interesante porque es donde los portugueses salieron a conquistar el mundo.
This is an interesting monument because it was from this point where the explorers in boats years and years ago left Portugal to explore and discover the New World.
Como pueden ver, es una ciudad muy antigua.
As you can see, it's a very old city.
Y entonces mis padres viviendo ahí un día decidieron ir a vivir del otro lado del río.
And while my parents were living in Lisbon, they moved across the river, across the bay, to another city.
Esa ciudad se llama Barreiro.
That city is called Barreiro.
Es un poco más moderna, no tan antigua.
It's not such an old city, it's a little bit more modern.
Y es una ciudad que nosotros llamamos como los dormitorios de Lisboa. Todas las personas que trabajan en Lisboa van a dormir en Barreiro.
And it's a city that we call the bedroom of Lisbon, because everybody that works in Lisbon goes to Barreiro to sleep there and goes back to work to Lisbon.
Entonces fue ahí que yo crecí.
So it was in this city, Barreiro, that I grew up.
Yo vengo de una familia que no creían en Dios.
I come from a family that doesn't believe in God.
Y así fui creciendo sin conocer nada de Dios o de Cristo.
And I started growing, not knowing anything about God or Christ.
Y un día, mi tío, que era pastor de una iglesia nazarena.
And one day, I have an uncle that was a pastor of a Nazarene church.
Me invitó a un campamento.
And he invited me to go to a camp, a kids camp.
Y tenía 10 años y dije, claro, quiero ir.
And I was 10 years old and it was like, yeah, camp, let's go.
Y ahí fui yo a un campamento con mi hermana mayor.
And so me and my older sister, we went to this camp.
Y como saben, vengo de una familia a donde mi padre era siempre muy violento con mi mamá.
And coming from a family where my father was very violent with my mother.
Él tomaba mucho vino.
He would drink a lot of wine.
Entonces muchas veces venía a casa y ya saben.
And many times he came home and you guys know what happened.
Y así fui creciendo y viendo ese escenario.
So that's how I grew up, seeing this in my family.
Y de repente llego a un campamento.
And I come to this camp.
Sin nunca haber escuchado de mi padre, te amo.
Without ever hearing from my dad, I love you.
O que me diera un abrazo.
Or that he would hug me.
Y ahí llego al campamento y la primera cosa que me hacen es darme un abrazo.
And I get to camp and the first thing they do is give me a great big hug.
Y hacerme ver todo el campamento.
And show me around the camp.
Hacerme conocer todos los amigos que iba a tener ahí.
Introduce me to all the other kids that were going to be there at the camp.
Y fue la mejor semana de mi vida.
And really it was the best week of my life.
Ahí escuché del amor de Dios.
I got to hear about God's love there.
Escuché de Cristo.
And I heard about Christ Jesus.
De que Dios me amaba tanto que había enviado a su único hijo.
That God loved me so much that he had given his son for us.
Y ahí acepté a Cristo como mi salvador.
And there at that camp I asked Christ to be my savior.
Volví a casa.
I went back home.
Mis padres decían, ¿qué pasa con ustedes dos?
And my parents were like, well, what's up with you guys?
Estábamos diferentes.
We were different.
Pero no teníamos una iglesia a donde ir.
But we didn't have a church really to go to.
Entonces quedamos un año sin iglesia.
So we were that whole year without a church.
Y después de ese año volvimos al campamento otra vez.
And the next year we were invited back to go to camp.
Y ahí conocemos a un chico de mi ciudad.
And I got to know another kid from my city.
Y ahí él me dijo, hay una iglesia cerca de tu casa.
And he said, hey, there's a church real close to your house.
Y yo dije, bueno, decime dónde que yo voy.
And so I asked him, well, tell me where it is and I'll go.
Y ahí fui a la iglesia a donde crecí.
And I went to the church where I grew up.
Iglesia Bautista Barrero.
The Baptist Church of Barrero.
Y ahí fui conociendo la palabra de Dios.
And it was there where I got to know God's word.
Ahí mi hermana chiquita se convirtió.
And my younger sister also got to know the Savior there.
Y ahí nosotros fuimos creciendo.
And we kept growing in the church.
Y un día fuimos a otro campamento.
And we went to another camp.
Cuando tenía 18 años.
When I was 18 years old.
Y ahí como cantábamos hace poco.
And there at that camp, like we were singing just a little while ago.
Dios tocó mi corazón para que yo entregara toda mi vida.
God touched my heart to for me to give him my life.
Mi boca, mis ojos, mis oídos, mis manos, mis pies, todo para él.
My mouth, my eyes, my ears, my hands, and my feet, everything for God.
Y ahí, delante de un fogón,
and there at a campfire,
entregué mi vida al Señor. Todo lo que soy, todo lo que tengo.
I gave my life to God, everything that I am and everything that I have.
Ahí volví a la iglesia y quería hacer algo para Dios.
And I went back to church and I wanted to do something for God.
Y me invitaron a trabajar con los jóvenes.
And they invited me to be a leader of the young people at church.
Y ahí estuve 2 años trabajando con los jóvenes.
And I was 2 years there working with the youth.
Y Dios tocó mi corazón en una conferencia misionera.
And at a Bible missions conference, God also touched my heart.
Ahí pueden ver algunas imágenes de mi iglesia.
Here you're going to be able to see some pictures of my church, his pastor.
Algunos miembros.
The members of the church.
Y ahí en esa conferencia misionera Dios trajo un versículo a mi vida.
And at the missions conference God brought a verse.
Yo estaba estudiando ingeniería en la universidad el primer año.
I was in the university at that time at my first year as an engineering.
Y era el sueño de mi madre.
And it was really my mother's dream.
Que yo tuviera una carrera profesional.
That I could be a professional, that I could finish the university.
Y ahí estaba yo haciendo el sueño de mi mamá, pero sin saber lo que quería yo.
And I was living there my mom's dream, but really not knowing what I was wanting.
Y Dios en esa conferencia misionera dijo, yo quiero tu vida para servirme.
And God at that missions conference told me, I want your life for you to serve me.
Y yo decía, pero voy a cambiar el curso que tengo por lo que Dios quiere hacer en mi vida.
But what am I going to do? I'm going to change engineering to do what God wants with my life?
¿Cómo voy a explicarlo a mi mamá?
How am I going to tell my mom that I'm going to leave engineering?
Mi mamá que no era creyente.
My mom wasn't a believer.
Y iba a ser difícil.
It was going to be really hard.
Pero Dios trajo un versículo.
But God gave me a verse.
1 Corinthians 2:9, if you can open.
If you can open 1 Corinthians 2:9.
And I'm going to say it in Portuguese, okay? 1 Corinthians 2:9. Y dice, mas como está escrito.
But as it is written,
nem olhos viram,
eyes has not seen,
nem ouvidos ouviram,
nor ear heard,
nem jamais penetrou em coração humano,
nor have entered into the heart of man,
o que Deus preparou,
the things which God had prepared,
para aqueles que o amam,
for those who love him.
E aí eu entendi algo.
And it was there that I understood.
De que Dios tenía un gran plan para mi vida.
That God had big plans for my life.
Que yo no imaginaba.
Plans that I couldn't even imagine.
Y ahí iba yo a casa a decir mi mamá.
And there I was going home and to tell mom.
Dios tiene un gran plan para mi vida.
Mom, God has a big plan for my life.
Mejor do que ser ingeniero.
Better than being an engineer.
En ese momento yo escuché una frase tremenda.
And also during that time I heard a very important phrase.
Si Dios te llama a ser un misionero,
if God calls you to be a missionary,
no te rebajes a ser un rey.
Don't lower yourself to be a king.
Y sabes, dije a mi mamá, Dios va a hacer algo muy grande en mi vida.
And while I was talking to my mom, I told mom, God's going to do something great with my life.
Pero mi mamá, en conversa,
but my mom, not a believer,
dijo, bueno, si vas a hacer eso, yo no te voy a ayudar.
Well, if you're going to do that, I'm not going to help you.
Entonces empecé a trabajar para juntar plata e ir a estudiar la Biblia.
So I left school and I started working to get money so that I could go study the Bible.
Entonces trabajé en una librería cristiana.
And I was working at a Christian bookstore.
Pero Dios, como dijimos, tiene un gran plan para nuestra vida.
And as God has a great plan for our lives.
Proveyó todo lo que yo necesitaba para ir a estudiar.
He provided everything I needed to be able to go study.
Y no tuve que usar ningún dinero de lo que yo había juntado.
I didn't even have to use any of the money that I worked for and that I had gathered working.
Y ahí fui a Argentina.
God provided for me to go to Argentina.
Sin saber español.
I didn't even speak Spanish.
Tuve que aprender.
I had to learn while I was there.
Pero fue los 4 años maravillosos de mi vida.
But they were the 4 wonderful years of my life.
Aprendí mucho de la palabra de Dios.
And I learned a lot about God's word.
Entendí lo pecador que era.
And I learned how sinful I was.
Y de cómo necesitaba ir aprendiendo cada día más de Dios.
And how I needed to learn every day more about God's word.
Y ahí Dios trajo otro versículo a mi corazón.
And God also showed me another verse while I was there.
Ezequiel 22:30.
Ezequiel 22:30.
If you can open
that. Ezequiel 22:30.
Yo estaba orando para saber a qué país Dios quería que yo le sirviera.
I was praying to know which country God wanted me to serve him in.
Y ahí este versículo dice, y busqué de entre ellos un hombre.
And there the verse says, so I sought for a man among them.
Que estivesse tapando o muro e estivesse na brecha perante mim, por esta terra.
Who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land.
Para que eu não a destruísse, mas a ninguém achei.
That I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
E nesse versículo Deus me mostrou que há uma grande brecha em Portugal.
And in that verse God showed me that there was a big gap in Portugal.
E que ele estava buscando alguém que fosse a tapar essa brecha.
And that he was looking for someone to go and fill the gap.
Pero ele não podia encontrar a nadie.
But he couldn't find anybody.
E aí eu dije, Senhor, eu vou.
And it was there that I said, God, I'm willing, I will go.
E foi aí entonces.
And it was there then.
Que Deus tocou meu coração para ser missionário em Portugal.
That God touched my heart to be a missionary in Portugal.
Ahora Portugal tiene 10 millones de personas.
Now in Portugal we have 10 million people.
Hay 2 millones en la ciudad donde estoy viviendo, Lisboa.
2 million in the city that I live in Lisbon.
85% son católicos.
85% of them are Catholic.
Y todos los demás son protestantes, Iglesia de los Últimos Días, los Mormons.
And the rest are just a mixture of Protestants, of Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Pero de evangélicos solamente 1%.
But of evangelical Christians, it's less than 1%.
Así que hay mucho trabajo para hacer.
So there's lots of work to do.
Hay mucha gente para salvar.
There's lots of people that need to be saved.
Mucha gente que está yendo por las calles y necesita escuchar de Cristo.
And many people who are on the streets and who need to know about Christ.
Entonces, Dios me dio la oportunidad de volver a Portugal.
And God gave me the opportunity to go back to Portugal.
De trabajar con jóvenes.
And to work with the young people.
Jóvenes de mi iglesia.
The young people at my church.
Y jóvenes de otra iglesia.
And the young people also of another church.
Así que estuve durante 2 años corriendo de allá para allá en 2 iglesias.
And so the last 2 years I've been running back and forth in 2 churches.
Ganando jóvenes para Cristo.
And winning young people for Christ.
discipulándolos.
Discipling them.
Es muy interesante porque los estamos enseñando a predicar.
It's interesting because I'm teaching the young people how to preach also.
Lancy está ayudando a las chicas a dar lecciones de escuela dominical.
Lancy is teaching the young girls to give Sunday school lessons.
Y es muy interesante verlos después haciéndolo.
And it's really neat to see the young people doing this.
Y ver que Dios va a hacer grandes cosas en la vida de ellos.
And to know that God is doing great things in their lives as well.
Ahí pueden ver algunas fotos.
There's some different pictures.
Otra cosa que también estamos haciendo ahora es entrenar a los líderes.
Another thing that we're doing now is also training leaders in the church.
En el último año tuvimos algunas familias de portugueses que se convirtieron.
And during this last year, actually, we also have a couple different Portuguese families that came to know the Lord.
Y estamos discipulándolos.
And we're discipling them.
Es muy interesante porque Lancy está discipulando a una señora de 65 años.
And it's neat because Lancy is discipling a lady that's 65 years old.
Una señora que vino de una iglesia católica.
A lady that came from a Catholic church.
Y cada vez que ella viene a hacer el discipulado tiene un montón de preguntas para Lancy.
And every time she comes to Bible school, Bible study to the discipleship, she has a bunch of questions for Lancy.
Y Lancy se pone nerviosa.
And Lancy gets nervous. Because she has to explain them in Portuguese.
Pero es muy interesante ver el corazón de esa señora y de cómo Dios está transformando su vida.
But it's neat to see the lady's heart and how she has a heart to learn about God.
Ella fue la primera que se convirtió.
She was the first person in her family to get saved.
Después su hija se convirtió.
Then her daughter also got saved.
Después el hijo de la hija se convirtió.
Then the son of the daughter got saved.
Y después el hijo más chiquito de la hija de la señora se convirtió.
And then the younger son of the daughter of the lady got saved.
Así que íbamos ganando toda la familia para la iglesia.
And we see a whole family that's coming to know the Lord.
También uno de los privilegios que Dios me da.
And another privilege that God has given me
es de predicar y enseñar.
Is to be preaching and teaching also His word.
Pero una gran necesidad en Portugal es haber jóvenes que quieran servir al Señor.
But it's a great need in Portugal to find young people that want to serve the Lord.
Los jóvenes nos van a decir, no quiero ser misionero porque no gano plata con eso.
Most of the young people will tell you, I don't want to be a missionary. You can't make money being a missionary.
Y no quieren ir a estudiar la Biblia.
And they don't want to learn about the Bible.
Así que nosotros este año estuvimos orando y decidimos empezar un instituto bíblico.
But this last year we've been praying and with our pastor we started a Bible Institute.
Y tenemos algunos jóvenes, algunos hombres ya mayores que están estudiando la Biblia.
And we found young people and a few older adults that want to learn about the Bible.
Y que puedan servir en la iglesia.
And who can serve in their churches.
E enseñar mejor en su iglesia.
And to teach better the Bible in their churches.
También vamos a empezar el departamento de misiones.
Also at the church we're starting the missions department.
Es maravilloso ver lo que ustedes están haciendo.
And it's great to see what you guys are doing.
Llevando vuestros jóvenes afuera a ganar personas para Cristo.
Taking your young people out to win people for the Lord.
Es nuestro sueño.
That's also our dream.
Queremos empezar en nuestras calles en Portugal.
We want to start on the streets there in Portugal.
Y un día, tal vez África.
And maybe one day take a trip to Africa.
Y ganarlos a ellos.
And also win them for Christ.
Y ahí estamos nosotros también con el fútbol.
Another outreach ministry is soccer.
Es la pasión de nuestro país.
It's the passion of our country.
Si quieres empezar una buena relación con un chico,
if you want to start a good relationship with a young person,
háblale de fútbol.
Just start talking about soccer.
Y lo tienes.
And you got him.
Y ahí estamos ganando jóvenes con el fútbol.
And we're also reaching young people with the soccer ministry.
Y ahí Dios nos está dando el privilegio de servirle.
And that's the privilege that God has given us to serve Him.
Es hermoso servir al Señor.
And it's wonderful to serve the Lord.
No hay otra cosa mejor en la vida.
There's nothing better to do with your lives.
Ahí están algunas de las oraciones que tenemos para ustedes.
These are some of the prayer requests that we ask you to pray for. The first one, we have two young couples at our church that would like to serve God, that would like to go prepare themselves, maybe in a college in Brazil, a Bible school. But it's hard when you're married. They need funds, and it's a big step to leave Portugal to go study. But please pray for them. Also, that the churches of Barreiro and Mirateix that we're working with will grow spiritually and also in number. We have new churches. There's projects in the churches to plant new churches in neighborhoods. There's so many places that don't have churches that need churches. And we also need workers to start those churches. And for us as well, that the Lord will strengthen us. It's also tiring to run from one church to another. And there's also always so much work to do, so that God can strengthen us and also provide for everything that we need. Gas is expensive. Portugal is an expensive country to live in, but God is faithful and He has been providing. So, thank you for praying for us.
Tal vez, solo un minuto. Quieren saber cómo nosotros llegamos a casarnos.
You might want to know how we ended up getting married.
Como saben, nos conocimos en Argentina.
And as you heard, we met each other in Argentina.
Yo me acuerdo, ella no, de la primera vez que yo la vi.
And he remembers I don't the first time he saw me.
Estábamos en el comedor.
We were in the big dining hall.
Y Lance tenía un pelo naranja.
And I had my hair orange. Yeah.
Así que yeah. Imagínense en Argentina.
So just imagine in Argentina.
Casi todos negritos.
Everybody, you know, darker skin.
Y una pelo naranja.
And a white girl with orange hair.
Todos la veíamos.
Everybody laughed at her, at me.
Y empezamos a hacer ministerio juntos.
But we started to do a ministry together.
Y el primer año salíamos por toda Argentina con musical para niños y la familia.
In our first year we were in a kids musical that we'd go to different provinces in Argentina to schools and do evangelistic musical for kids.
Y después salimos a trabajar en iglesias.
And then we would go out and work in different churches.
Y así estuvimos 4 años ahí.
And we were 4 years in Argentina.
Estamos en el mismo grupo de amigos.
And we were in the same group of friends.
La misma clase.
The same classes. All
comíamos
the same classes.
Juntos.
We ate at the same table with the same group of friends.
Solo íbamos al baño diferentes y cuartos diferentes.
We just had different bathrooms and bedrooms.
Y un día ella dijo, voy a Tailandia.
And I was going as a missionary to Thailand.
Y yo empecé a llorar.
And he started crying.
Y crazy. Ella fue a Tailandia.
Crazy. I went to Thailand.
Y yo fui a Portugal.
And he went to Portugal.
Pero siempre tuvimos una buena relación porque éramos muy buenos amigos.
But as we were good friends, we kept emailing, kept in contact.
Y así que durante ese tiempo yo me fui acercando.
So during that time, he tried to get closer.
Y Dios fue contestando a mis oraciones.
And God started answering my prayers.
Y un día en abril del año pasado, el 27, le hablé por la primera vez.
And in the end of April, last year he called me on Skype and spoke to me.
Ella estaba en San Francisco.
I was in San Francisco, just left here.
Y le dije, vamos a orar juntos.
And I asked him, and he asked me to start praying about getting married.
Y ella dijo, bueno, vamos.
And I said, oh, okay, we can pray about it and think about it.
Y ella fue para Wyoming a estar con su familia.
And I went to Wyoming to be with my family.
Y Dios iluminó su madre.
And God illuminated my mother.
Su madre dijo, bueno, ¿por qué no vas una semana a Portugal?
And my mom said, well, why don't you go a week to Portugal?
Y ahí ella fue a Portugal.
So, I went to Portugal.
Y estuvo una semana.
And was there a week.
Y fue ahí que yo le dije para que ella sea mi novia.
And it was there that he asked me to be his girlfriend and stuff like that.
Y ella Volvió a Wyoming.
And then I came back to Wyoming.
Y ahora era mi vez de venir y conocer su familia.
And he got to come to Wyoming and meet my family.
Y fue ahí que al padre le dije que quería casar con ella.
And it was there that I asked her father to be able to marry her.
Un grande hombre.
A big man.
Y Dios abrió las puertas y permitió que después de un año nos casáramos.
And then God opened the doors that 2 weeks ago we got married.
Y ahí estamos.
So yeah.
Felices de poder servirle a Dios ahora en Portugal.
And now we're happy to be able to serve the Lord together in Portugal.
Gracias.
Thank you for sharing with us. It is a privilege to hear from you guys what God is doing, to see a young couple so in love with God and so in love with each other. Nice job. Doesn't matter anywhere in the world when God wants to bring His people together for His purposes, whether it's Thailand or San Francisco or Portugal, it is a wonderful thing. I'd like to invite the elders to come up, if that's okay. And let's just move a little more towards the center. Part of us supporting you as a church is sending you out. And you are our hands and feet. You are the ones that are going to Portugal, because not many of us have a lot of opportunity to go to Portugal. But 1% evangelical Christians there. What a need. What a need. And by sending them, we are working to change that. We are working to make a difference, because you're working to make a difference. I know on your heart is to plant churches. And you have some neighborhoods in mind that don't have any evangelical churches and need God so desperately. We support you in that. And we are praying for you in that and encouraging you. And we would love to hear what God does. But we'd like to spend a moment and pray for you and send you off. And so maybe if a couple elders can pray for them, and then I'll close.
Father God, thank you so much for Mario and Lancy and the blessing that they are to us. As they've offered their hearts to you for your service and to take your word to a world that's lost in sin. We know, Lord God, their passion is to serve you and to grow your church in the farthest reaches of the earth. And Father, as they work in the church there in Portugal, I pray that your hand of power will be on both of them. That Lancy's Portuguese would improve so she can explain all these things she needs to explain. And Mario's heart continues to grow in the knowledge of the Word and his power in preaching, that he might be able to share even more with those people there. Thank you, Father, for the both of them and the joy that it is that we have in being partners with them in their ministry across the world.
Lord, we pray that each day they would be energized by your Spirit and directed as they make decisions. And we thank you that you've long ago prepared this moment, and Lord, continue to go before them. I pray that you would just bind the hands of the evil one who always seeks to frustrate your plans. And Lord, they would just break down the gates of hell. Before them.
Lord, we pray for their protection, their physical protection, their spiritual protection. We ask that you would draw them close to you, that they would be able to proclaim your word with power and with truth, and that they would be able to have much fruit, that they would see the results of that fruit before their eyes, that they would be encouraged, and that they would just grow in your grace, and that you would use them in a very mighty way. We pray for their marriage. We pray for the cultural differences. We pray, Lord, that you would just break down the strongholds, break down the resistance to the Christian religion in that country. We pray for wisdom for on both sides. Most of all, Lord, we know that it is a spiritual battle, and we acknowledge that, and we acknowledge that you have won the victory.
Lord, I just want to say what a blessing it is to meet Mario. Lord, I don't even know this man, and yet immediately I connect with him because of your Holy Spirit. And it is evident that the Holy Spirit resides in him, and obviously in Lancy too. Lord, we just are privileged to be a part of sending them out. Lord, we just ask that you would bless their marriage, bless the work that they have set before them. And Lord, you do have a great plan. It is your desire to win the people of Portugal over. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we ask that it would be through Mario and Lansing's work that would happen.
Lord, we've talked about their work and the big goals they have and the mission that they have and the job that you've given them, but a lot of what they do is going to be dependent on their relationship and how strong they are together. And so we ask that you would help them to start this marriage out strongly, help them to adjust to, at least for Lancey, to adjust to living in a new country and to living together. Help them to do well in that, to be a good example for others.
Lord God, we lift Mario and Lancey up to you. It is so exciting to hear how you have orchestrated all of the events in the last 5-10 years to bring them together to reach a country for you that is in so desperate of need for you. And Lord, I thank you for their excitement and their passion for you. I pray that that is something we catch. And Lord, I pray for them as they go that you would give them safety as they return to Portugal. Give them wisdom as they work with these youth in both of these churches and actually people of all ages, discipling as we are called to do. Lord, may those times of discipleship yield much fruit. Lord, give them wisdom as they look at planting churches and reaching communities that haven't heard, that are in darkness and in bondage because they don't know who you are and they don't know that Jesus Christ came to save the world. And in him is life. And Lord, we pray that you would give them boldness. We pray that you would give them wisdom. Meet their needs, Lord. Meet the expenses that they have, that they may boldly preach your word, Lord. I pray for these other two couples that they're working with that have a desire for more Bible training. I pray that you would pave the way for that, that you would multiply their work and multiply those that are sharing the gospel. We pray for Lisbon. We pray for the suburbs. We pray for Portugal. That you would reach and make a difference, Lord, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to close by reading the same verse that we started with. Romans 10, verse 14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. We'll continue next week and talk about how we send. How we as Village can send, what that looks like, and all the different ways that we can be committed to missions, that we can be committed to Mario and Lancey, that we can proclaim God's word. At the back, you'll see a basket, and I know you have the Faith Promise cards. You don't need to fill those out this week. If you're very familiar with it, you're welcome to, but we'll talk about that more next week. If you do fill those out, those can go in the basket. But also in the basket, I know we've posted and we've announced that Mario and Lancey were getting married and have gotten married now. And if you just want today to do a love offering for them or support them in any way as a gift, as a wedding gift to them, then we invite you to just put that in the basket in the back on your way out, and we'll make sure that that gets to them. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord God, our Father, we thank you for the saving work of your Son. Lord, I thank you for your sovereignty, that you orchestrate things to your glory beyond our understanding. Lord, we thank you for the encouragement from our own missions team, for the encouragement from Mario and Lancey, Lord, may that stir us to love your gospel, to love the message of the good news, and to want to share it. Thank you, Lord God, in your name.